Listen, here's something. Again, you're not going to see this on state-run media because, again, if it did, it would help Republicans and more importantly, it would help Trump. And trust me, no one on the lib side wants to see Trump as president. So a report that came out the other day, and it's a big report. I mean, this was the ninth. Okay? This was the ninth. Here we are on the 11th, right? 11th. So James Clapper gave a briefing to the U.S. Senate. Okay? He's director of national intelligence. And he said that ISIL was hiding fighters among Syrian refugees heading to Europe. Imagine that. Imagine that. This isn't Donald Trump saying we need to stop Syrian refugees from coming to this country. We have to put a halt to immigration that involve Muslims from XYZ countries until we know what is going on, until we can figure out what the hell is going on. And people scream xenophobe, Islamophobe, homophobe, all the phobias. You name the phobias, Trump has been called whatever is attached to the phobia. Well, here you have James Clapper. He's not running for president. He's not in a at a rally. The director of national intelligence, James Clapper, said ISIL is hiding fighters among Syrian refugees. He also said homegrown, violent extremists. HVE. They have a name now. The most significant Sunni terrorist threat. May be inspired by the attacks last year on military bases in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and in San Bernardino, California. They are also influenced by a highly sophisticated media and individuals in the United States or abroad who receive direct guidance and specific direction from ISIS members or leaders. And you did see about a week ago Twitter saying they clamped down on terrorist messages, basically doing exactly what Donald Trump said months ago. He said social media needs to do a better job. We need to force the social media outlets to do a better job. We need to, as people made fun of Trump, shut it down. We need to do something. Remember, everybody mocked him. I mean, the guy's not a tech geek. He doesn't know the terminology. Nor should he have to. The president of the United States just calls up the Twitter boss the Facebook boss and goes, yo, bro. Of course, they wouldn't do that, but yeah, maybe Trump would. Yo, bro. What's with all the jihadis posting death to America? Need to turn that off. You need to put some geo blockers. You need to get rid of this stuff. Well, guess what? About a week ago, Twitter put out a press release saying, hey, guys, look, we're doing it. We've shut down thousands of accounts. Oh, really? Okay, so you did what you said you couldn't do. You did what Trump said you should be doing. Oh, go figure. Oh, great, Twitter. I told you. Twitter will shut down pictures of boobs. They could shut down people talking about death to America. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We're still live. We're leaving on the video or on the radio broadcast, but you can click over and watch us on the video feed right now. And of course, this podcast will be, this segment will be uploaded in about an hour. So check it out there. All right, we'll continue. So here's Clapper talking about social media. He's talking about the media. He's talking about ISIS using Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, PlayStation chat rooms, whatever. And that crazy notion that we are not able to track or monitor is ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. And as you see Twitter coming out a week or so ago saying, hey, we're doing what Trump said we need to do. We're doing what we should have been doing. And then Clapper continued. He said, ISIS had planted fighters among the thousands of Syrian civilians fleeing to neighboring countries and to Europe. He said one technique they've used is taking operatives, putting them with the other migrants, and then they become part of the flow. He also said that they have access to phony passports. And they are disguising as legitimate travelers as well. I mean, guys, again, this isn't Donald Trump talking at a rally. This is James Clapper, the director of our national intelligence. He's saying everything that Trump has been saying on the campaign trail. ISIS is hiding among Syrian refugees. It is happening. ISIS makes fake passports. It's happening. He also said ISIS is expanding to They are growing in Libya. They now have a global network of terror cells and other supporters and allied armed groups. that liberals don't want you to hear. Again, liberals don't listen to this show. Conservatives listen to this show. I'm preaching to the choir. I'm preaching to the choir. And it's sad. It's sad. The media controls everything. And if this type of information is not broadcasted, if this information doesn't get out, then people will never know, and they just go about willy-nilly thinking everything is fine. It's all about the message. It's all about the media. It's all about getting this message from James Clapper saying, guess what? ISIS is disguising as migrants amongst the Syrian population. They are moving freely. They have fake passports. They are posing as normal travelers. This is real. This is a threat. We need to be worried about this. And this information gets out to a small amount of people. It's not just Obama who transformed this country. The media transformed this country. Remember, if Jeff Zucker at CNN wants to transform this country in one direction or another, he can. He elects to withhold information like this. He elects what information should be put on a 24-hour loop. No different than MSNBC, no different than NBC, no different than ABC. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, look at the rise of Trump. The only reason he is where he is because the media gave him all this free coverage. And the media broadcasted who he is every day. And in turn, the people watched him, listened to him, and gravitated toward him. Well, if it works in that aspect, if the same can be said for the billions of dollars that companies use with advertising food or cars, why? Because if somebody's sitting at their home and they're seeing a Burger King ad every hour, the next time they want fast food, the next time they want a hamburger, they're going to go, oh, Burger King. If the country is not hip on gay marriage, if California votes against gay marriage, and for the next X amount of years, executives that run TV like Zucker get gay characters, portray them in a certain way that's not, hello, hi, the image of that gay character being a lawyer, being a doctor, gets ingrained in people's minds. And eventually, when a gay marriage vote comes up, or things of that nature, the American people go, well, yeah, I mean, hell, I've been watching Modern Family for 5 years. So if all those things apply, guess what? Keeping information like ISIS hiding among Syrian refugees is helpful to the President of the United States and liberals as a whole that want to tell everybody that there is no threat from terrorists. There is no threat from Muslims. There is no threat from any outside forces. It's the white folk in South Carolina that you got to worry about. It's the white folk in Colorado that you got to worry about. These are the bad people. That's why James Clapper and the speech about ISIS and having fake passports, ISIS infiltrating Syrian refugees, and ISIS using social media, and ISIS being a legitimate threat is buried. Because if that's broadcasted on a 24-hour loop, the American people go, oh my God, our government is not keeping us safe. Obama is not keeping us safe. The Democrats are not keeping us safe. It's time to vote Republican. It's time to vote for the people that are saying this is a problem. This is a threat. We need to stop it. We need to go there and light their world up. So you won't see the James Clapper video. You won't hear Wolf Blitzer conducting a panel discussing ISIS, Lawrence O'Donnell, Rachel Maddow, Andrea Mitchell, just like they won't be talking and showing the video of our soldiers crying. Media controls this country. The media is all liberal Democrats. Even if a Republican becomes president, liberal Democrats that control the media will use it to bring down that president, to bring down Republicans. Because if that president or that Republican senator says, hey, here's a problem, here's evidence of that problem, the liberal media, the state-run media, the Democrats that control the media will bury that story. And the average American citizen who doesn't watch Fox or doesn't go to Breitbart News or Tucker Carlson's site the average American that goes to work, whether it's a factory or it's an office job, comes home, puts on their nightly news, goes to their computer, checks their email, Yahoo pops up. As long as that information channel is controlled by liberals and Democrats, progressives, they will always be in the dark. They will never know of the threats that are really out there. And that's dangerous. That's dangerous.